Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hey, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone.
My little enthusiastic one.
Here
you're so cute.
We go. I'm excited about tonight's show.
Good. All right. Well, you've had some experiences, haven't you?
I have.
Seeing only perfection, a healing imperative. We're in an extraordinary time in human evolution. It's exciting and surprising. Many have taught that you only see perfection, but today it's an imperative. However, you must change all beliefs you hold to the contrary. That is mandatory. Can you really do this as it relates to abundance and health, healing, love, and every other thing that you desire? Trust me, I'm testing all this. It takes both. Can you stand in a new truth so strongly that any other option doesn't exist and yet stay out of the outcome at the same time? Paradox. It's a wonderful and exciting paradox. Let's explore how it works and why it works tonight. And, of course, the team's going to share it. And, Squirrel, I know you've got astrology for us.
Yeah, you know, there's always something going on energetically, right? And so I'm
ad nauseum. Yes,
I know. So I feel very pleased that I can share these little tidbits with all of you. But anyway, this comes from one of my favorites, Elizabeth Carew, because she has a way of putting it down so concisely. Okay, so she says, "So much mental energy. Can you feel the sense of urgency in the air? Like we are being rushed along on a mental steam train going at 100 miles an hour. So many ideas coming at once, so many options. And what do we focus on first? Well, it's Mercury. The messenger is prodding us from all angles to jump on the ideas now coming like a rapid stream." And her advice for the next couple of days is to not overlook anything coming to you. As your imagination or ideas from within, they're coming fast. Jump on each thought or idea right away. Look into it as it presents. Do something about it immediately. Incredible answers to your deeper life purpose questions are here. Take full advantage of this rush of info. Act away. Gosh, this is going to be a brilliant 24 hours.
Sorry, I really have thought that I was brilliant in this last 24 hours.
I know, I feel like maybe I should, like, do I need to tighten my seatbelt or loosen it? I think I'm going to take it off.
I'm not sure, but no, I've been filled with all kinds of stuff, which, you know, that's debatable. Okay. Okay, this is one of my very favorite subjects, and it's been funneled, pounded, and gently shown to me that this is what works. And Christ and his followers did this, perfection that is, seeing perfection. It was with great love, commitment, and tremendous will that he saw only the perfection of all beings. How else could you raise the dead? And we could posit that he went to a parallel dimension prior to the death, but when Lazarus was raised from the dead, he was also healed. So this could only happen because he saw his absolute perfection and without a doubt his firm belief that we as humans are truly perfect wasn't an option. He used his incredible will and held no beliefs to the contrary. I have to tell you, when I was writing this tonight, The words were coming so fast, my fingers couldn't keep up with them. It was like I was so filled with passion. It was unbelievable.
Hmm.
And what a great teacher he and his followers truly were. And unfortunately, his works were attributed to him being a deity, which left us without a belief that we could learn from him. Truly learn, you know, instead of setting him apart as the Son of God, a deity, realizing that we are all children of God in the sense that we all carry a spark of the infinite. And he worked hard, by the way, in opening up to that point. The other component was that people, wait a minute, I do want to say this while I'm right here. For any of you that are truly interested in him and the missing years of his life, there's a website, and it's called Hamburger Universe. Make sure you spell hamburger correctly. I always end up in the wrong place. HamburgerUniverse.com. And there is an amazing teacher. He ran a Catholic college in Ireland for many years. He was an advisor to the Holy See. And for the life of me, I can't remember his name. He was also in the movie What the Bleep Do We Think? And he has on his website a CD, and it's a lecture, but it's organic. I mean, you can sit in that and just be mesmerized by the information he brings through. This is not channeled information. This is researched information. He is a theologian. I mean, he's a brilliant person, but, you know, very metaphysical. And in studying his life, you realize what he did in preparation for the things he was going to do at the time that's written about in the Bible. So it's worth getting. I recommend it to everybody. Literally, he has another one called The Hamburger Universe. It's just brilliant work. Brilliant work. I can't say enough about it. It's Dr. Jim, I want to say Lehrer, but I'm not sure anyway.
Ledwith?
Ledwith, that's it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I just looked it up online because you're talking about it, and I'm going, okay, so, yeah, Dr. Ledwith, L-E-D-W-I-T-H.
Okay, and hamburger is spelled properly, right? Whenever I look at it, I'm never sure.
Like the meal, H-A-M-B-U-R-G-E-R.
There you go. Okay.
Making
the other component was that people truly believed that he could perform miracles, so therefore, they were openly receptive. And their beliefs and willingness allowed the process to occur. This is always a co-creative experience. We've had some amazing things happen of late, however. As a conduit, I've had to assume the role of the one that refuses to accept the illness. You know, when people contact me and they have a relative or whatever, and there's an emergency or a diagnosis, literally, I have to go to a place where I refuse to accept it. And I have to see that person as perfect. And this takes a tremendous amount of will. You know, I kind of move up and down the scale, and I'm very honest about this because I'm in and out of channel all day. But if you catch me and I'm fully there, I absolutely refuse to accept it. And squirrel, you've seen that.
Yeah, well, that happened to me this week. I mean, you're welcome to share it if you want. I don't mind.
Well, it's happened twice. It happened with your sister.
Uh-huh.
Where I knew the diagnosis was wrong. I knew I refused to accept it in the form that it came. And you can tell what happened with her.
My sister was diagnosed with endometrial cancer and, you know, I mean, that's typically something that they will have surgery for that, and then the protocol is chemo or radiation, and she had I asked the team for their help, and she came out of her surgery. There was no evidence that the cancer had spread anywhere, and her doctor said, you don't need chemo nor radiation, which, I mean, typically in the medical field right now is unheard of because they'll do it even if they don't think you really need it, just as a precaution. But the doctor was quite clear, she's fine. And it was a true blessing.
And then your son had an accident this week.
My son, I know. And I apologize. I'm still somewhat emotional over that. He fell on his off of his longboard, which is like a longer skateboard, onto the back of his head, fractured his skull, was unconscious, and I got the call from his dad saying, well, he goes to school in Bozeman, Montana. Bozeman doesn't have a neurosurgeon, and they took him by helicopter to Missoula, Montana, where he could have care. And first I contacted Jackie immediately, and, you know, it was a very sinking feeling. Of course, Jackie, you just said, see him in perfect health, which it's hard to do, you know, from a mother's point of view. Yes, of course.
Right.
But I did. And, of course, the picture I sent you and the team was of him in perfect health. And that's what I focused on. And, yes, he has a headache and he's nauseous. But I was so grateful to hear his voice today because I wasn't sure I'd ever hear his voice today. And he's much more coherent than I would have ever expected. And I know he's going to be fine. And I mean, there you go.
And he was released today.
He was released today. He went home with his dad and will go back to school in about a week. You know, true miracle.
Well, and
to me.
For people that don't know, Squirrel is a nurse. Very difficult when you are dealing with people that you love, both sister and son, where there is a critical situation, and with your sister it came on overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And with your son it came on in a moment. And it never occurred to me that Buller wasn't going to be fine, or your sister. Never even occurred to me. I was that. But again, it's practice. It's literally when people call me and say, or they write me or whatever, and, you know, there's a problem. There is something in me, especially today, that goes into absolutely not. I see that perfection. I refuse to accept that. And when you called tonight, or I called you, and you said he was out of the hospital, I already knew that he was out.
You did. You said that immediately. And again, it's beliefs, and of course I had a medical background with training and know the typical process, but I can change those beliefs, and you're helping me do that, which is wonderful, because when I get a little ungrounded, you're there and the team are there to help me stay more grounded.
Absolutely.
And see a different outcome, and that is so key for all of us to remember, that there can be a different outcome, even though it's different from what our projected outcomes have been.
We get to choose.
Right.
We must remember that. We get to choose. Okay, I'll go on here.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing that. I know that's still so emotional for you.
It is emotional, but, you know, I'm happy if it helps other people, too.
Well, and it does. Believe me, Squirrel, it does. Okay. So as a conduit, I have to assume the role of the one that refuses to accept the illness. Sees the perfection and allows help from the team, as does the recipient. But we've had miracles, many of them in the last 9.5 years, where the recipient was unaware that they were receiving help and yet were healed. So we're playing with these concepts and ideas. You know, I play with them all the time. You know, where is the level of permission? Well, I look at the woman that touched the hem of Christ's garment, and he said, by your faith, you're healed. When people contact me and their heart is open, I absolutely know that I have to move forward. If their higher self rejects it, it's all right. But from my perspective on this end, we've got to move forward. And, you know, I debated about this. It became a moral issue. Is it really okay? Isn't it okay? Finally, I said, screw it. I'm going forward.
And we're all glad you did.
Well, we had another one this week, a girl that went into the hospital. Bonnie wrote me about it. Mother was beside herself and in a matter. She was out of the hospital in a couple of hours. Nobody could explain it. And it was a heart issue, infection in the heart or something of that nature. You know, this is how unattached I am. I don't even remember what the problem is. because I absolutely see the perfection. And what was amazing, and it's not just me, it's the team, what's amazing, but in order for that to all work, everything has to line up. And this is where I'm seeing my own participation in it. She got a clean bill of health, I think, yesterday, and sent Bonnie a photo of it, a picture of the clean bill of health from the, she went back in and they re-examined everything and re-x-rayed everything. So Bonnie wrote me, as soon as she got out of the hospital, she said, "Damn, they're fast." And I said, "Yeah, you think?"
Oh, my gosh.
I've had a lot of people, though, that have been in accidents, seriously. And, you know, it's interesting. I don't hear back from people, so I don't know. But sometimes years later, I'll hear back from someone that knew them or whatever, where there's been one miracle after the other, after the other, after the other. So, and I don't usually talk about these things, but it relates to this tonight more than anything else. And I'm really sharing this to give all of you hope. Your participation and your ability to change the outcomes. And I can't ever say this is 100%. There are times when there's a contract in place and there's nothing I can do, and I used to get very frustrated, which I had to learn. I could not attach. I had to be so clean. So clean. And I'll talk about that in a minute. The reasons why. Because, I'll get into this. We are all observers in this dream play that we're in. We know that there are double-blind experiments and sometimes triple-blind experiments because scientists know that the observer becomes the participant. And this is where I really go. As a conduit, whatever level that is that I am, who the hell knows, if I don't stay absolutely neutral and deviate at all, and believe me, this has been a long learning process for me because I love my people, and when something does happen, it's very difficult. Now I go to the other side, which is, I get really tough. And to me, that's will. I can't help it. I'm not a mean person, but I refuse to accept it. So with this knowledge in hand, everyone has a responsibility to see the perfection of everyone else. Can we really hold this resonance and use our will to step beyond consensus beliefs? And more importantly, beyond our own beliefs of what's truly possible? And that's a big question. It takes, you really have to work with yourself. The more we practice this, the better we will get, and our reality will and must change. However, it's tricky, and I do mean tricky. We hear and read and see the constant barrage of information that says, we shouldn't do this, can't do that, this food or that chemical will give us cancer or make us fat or make us sick. So do we then live in a bubble? And of course not. We have to remember to be vigilant all the time. This input is coming at us all the time. We're recording it, and as long as we're recording it, okay? And so I've gotten to the point where I really filter. I read trash magazines when I go get my nails done.
Well, that's a good place to read them, right? I mean,
well, I can't read Scientific America because sure enough, there'll be something in there negative. so I
and,
get to laugh.
Obviously, the trash magazines don't have anything negative, right?
Oh well, I just look at it as all fiction anyway. I just
of course
make
it
giggle.
Is.
Every once in a while, there's a nugget. I'm not recommending that you throw out everything you think is intelligent, but at the same time, I read about people whose brains did not age, and in some cases are 40 years younger than their chronological age, and they smoke and drink regularly. Hello? Didn't watch their diet. One lady smokes a pack a day and drinks a martini every night. This is my kind of woman, okay? So,
no, you're right about that, because I've read that people think that as you get older, your eyesight's going to diminish. And it's just ingrained in us to have that belief. Now, what if we you know, oh, I need my glasses as I get older. Give me my glasses. I'm getting old. I can't see. I can't walk. How many times have you heard that growing up?
I heard it all the time. 45, that's when your eyes go.
Yeah. So what's the magic number? Why is it 45? I mean, really, we've created that belief. I know that.
Well, absolutely. We've created the limitation.
We have.
So let's apply this to the aging process, which is what we're talking about. Scientists are constantly researching the aging process, environmental issues, diet, lifestyle, and on and on. We're still waiting for anything really conclusive because they'll publish a report and a month or two later you'll get one that says just the opposite.
You know, like coffee's bad for you and then, oh, coffee's good for you. Or
wine is bad for you, wine is good for you. I took the wine is good for me. I like that one.
Yeah, I'm going to choose the ones I actually resonate to.
Chocolate. I went on that one right away. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm there.
Okay, dark chocolate, it can't be fattening because it's antioxidant, so I know I'm doing good for my body. Lots of opinions, but nothing conclusive again. And yet, I know people who spend a great deal of time in meditation and in channel, and their aging process is quite different. Why? Okay. Are they not in their bodies, so their bodies aren't functioning? Is it because they sit around and don't use their bodies? No, because we know exercise is good for you. You see, you can't come up with a blanket statement anymore because they still don't know.
That's exactly right.
I've known people who were impeccable about their eating habits and died of colon cancer. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? So heal your emotions, you reverse the aging process. Because the only thing that's real on this planet is emotion.
Well, I think maybe there's an element of fear. I mean, some people that are such, and it's not a judgment, but I know people that are very extreme about their diet and what they do or won't do. But they live in fear that something bad's going to happen to them, and then something, quote-unquote, bad happens, like you said,
when we
cancer.
Put the beliefs on it, absolutely.
Right.
Okay. So you have emotions tied to beliefs, going with what you just said. You change the beliefs, you'll change the emotions attached to the beliefs, and then it all fits together. But if you carry beliefs, this is bad for you, that'll kill you, this and on and on and on and on, you have emotions tied to that.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel guilt if you do it. Oh, look what I've done. I shouldn't have done that. So, squirrel, you know me well. I don't do guilt.
You don't do guilt nor fear. I mean, you're my idol, I swear.
So what I would say to everybody is find your passion. Be passionate. Put your passion into changing your beliefs. Really be with them. Get excited. You know, changing beliefs is really interesting. I had a situation this week I won't go into. But I had a hard time sleeping last night, and I could hardly wait to get up this morning so I could get on the computer and change all my beliefs around. And I finally, the last belief I hit, I felt this weight come off of me. And I went, there is the emotion attached to the belief. I got it. There it is. And
wait, is there some reason you're not going to share that?
Yeah, no, I don't want to go into it tonight. So.
Okay.
Somewhere along the way, we started to believe that being spiritual equaled being monotonal. Okay? You know, you don't go too extreme one way or the other, etc. Not. Okay? Just writing this show, I felt the passion moving up through me. It felt exciting and wonderful. And it did. This is one of my passions. I believe in it that much. I'm seeing the results. And, of course, the fact that I have pictures of Jesus all over the healing room probably helps. I have the pretty picture of Jesus also. One of my clients calls him hot Jesus.
The passion of the Christ, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And he was passionate.
Yes.
And I, you know, it's interesting because over time I've been shown this over and over and over, but I didn't put it all together. And I've done it on myself. but I absolutely really do get it now. And it's, you know, I had to go through the things with my son and my daughter and so on and so forth where I reached that point of seeing the perfection regardless of what they did and allowing at the same time, not getting invested in the outcome, but allowing the outcome to be whatever choice he made, but still seeing his perfection. It was tough because my son's in rehab and was using a lot. And I, you know, as you know, squirrel, difficult when it's your child.
Yes, of course.
Okay. We are amazing beings, and Bashar has said that we are masters of limitation, and Earth is graduate school, and only those that really believe they could and would overcome limitation come here. Doesn't mean that you're convinced you're going to get it in one lifetime, but that's the ultimate goal, to overcome every limitation. And it's time that we really start to believe that. Seriously believe it. We've looked at limitations as failures instead of opportunities to test our skills and beliefs. And we never thought about stepping up to the challenge. We never thought about the fact that we were getting our PhDs. That is why the process is more exciting than the outcome. I repeat, the process is more exciting than the outcome. That's a big one. Every time we take a step to see perfection and use our will and change our beliefs, we are one credit closer to that PhD. And I really do believe that.
Hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Hmm. So the healing emotions, and I have to go back to reversal of aging. You know, this has been a key thing with the team from day one. And we've seen it with people who've done power retrievals and have really done work and so on. And they have seen themselves change their aging process. If you want to see someone age, put them in a stressful situation where they feel they're being victimized or have either no hope or no choice. And you're going to see people age dramatically. I had two little ladies many, many, many years ago as clients. They were twins. And Ona and Ola, and they were the cutest people on the planet.
Cool names.
And it was adorable. And Ona was married to John. She never drove. John took care of everything. She looked fabulous. Ola, on the other hand, her husband left her. He cheated on her. She had to work hard. And when you put them side by side, the difference in their aging, all of Ola's emotional damage versus Ona, okay, whose husband treated her like, you know, she would break. And it was so apparent to me even then, and that was in the 70s.
Hmm.
In the 70s. And truly, for all the stress I've been through, I should look like I'm 150. But, you know.
But you don't. So, I mean, okay, so we all are, you know, bombarded with stress. I guess it's all in how you deal with it. I mean,
if the stress, okay, and this is where we have to look at the beliefs around what's causing the stress, the emotions attached to it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is why belief changing is so incredibly important. Why do we run stress? Somewhere in there is a belief that we're in overwhelm, that things aren't going to work out, that there won't be enough, that we won't be taken care of. All of those are issues. We won't be loved. We won't be supported. You know, we can go through the whole gamut of reasons. Not enough time. God, I hear that one all the time. Everything is malleable on the planet. And, you know, again, I sit in a room dealing with people, in my two offices and so on and so forth. But nevertheless, I'm really blessed to have the opportunity to work with so many different people and such courageous people who are willing to walk over hot coals to get healed. they'll do, and I'm not talking just physical issues, but to heal their emotions, to create a new life. The anti-aging is just the side benefit. And I, you know, I think it's a wonderful one. If you can't get them with reason, get them with vanity.
Oh, I love that. You know, I was just thinking about that. I mean, I find that, of course, stress is part of our lives, and we can't determine what's going to come at us and when. But I really think that it's staying out of fear.
It absolutely is. And remember when I made the move from Las Vegas, every morning the team would say to me, you have a choice. You can be in joy or you can be in stress. And every single day I chose stress.
I know. I'm the queen of moving, as you know. And
yeah, absolutely.
And I've decided that, okay, you know what? And it works out more gracefully when I just ask for help and I go, okay, I'm going to do the best I can today and we'll get it done. And believe it or not, you know, I'm moving boxes and it's all of a sudden it's not raining the time I'm actually moving the boxes. And then I'll be packing and it'll rain and I'll get back into my car and it's clear. I mean, it's wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. Good for you. You got it.
Yeah. So did I get it all done today? No, but I don't care. You know, at least I said home is where my computer is, and right now I've got my landline and my computer, and I'm happy.
And you got the sheets on your bed.
Exactly, exactly. Find that toothbrush, and everything's good.
Okay. Time to go into channel. I can't see a thing in here, so you must watch the time, squirrel.
Okay, I've got the time on my computer. I'll keep an eye on it.
Okay, good. All right. Well, we're glad to see the stations on top of it.
It gets quiet and they get worried.
All right, people, we were unplugged for a moment, but obviously we're plugged back in, at least we hope so. If not, please call the station or email Squirrel. All right. Squirrel, give them your email address just in case.
Of course. It's Squirrel, Squirrel, at WYOM.net.
All right. Thank you, Dion.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. Wonderful subject tonight, and we're excited that our channel is excited about it. And certainly we've, you know, been the ones with the cones and the barricades and the flags and trying to point out certain things to her because she gets so busy that she doesn't hear always. But she's really finally got it. And so we say to all of you, all right, every one of you are capable. Every one of you. And you apply this to many different things. All right? Now, you can't change another person. So, you know, if your boyfriend says, I'm leaving you, and you say, no, I don't accept that, no, that probably isn't going to work. Although, if you ask the channel, she would go there. So, however, persevering, all right, with your beliefs, seeing every challenge as an opportunity to employ your tools, all that you've learned, you will. And many of you don't realize how important will is. Now, does it mean you stand in the corner and squeeze real tight and will, accessing your will. The beauty and power of your will. Fully alive in action. Always with harm to none. That's never the intended there. But to believe you have will. To believe in your magic. We talk about magic. We're not talking about witchcraft for those of you just turning in. We're talking about access to magic. And that's a whole subject all on its own. You all have it. When you really believe you have it, it becomes very easy to employ it. Our channel believes she has magic. She absolutely believes she has magic. But she's always had it. She didn't always know it, and so have all of you. Now, she actively employs it. It's her great joy. She does it for all of you, and now she's doing it for herself. We're loving this. You all have magic. You've all seen those times when you've held magic for someone else. When they couldn't access their own. Or perhaps their magic was weak or their will was weak. Now, you have an opportunity every day. Every day to be in that magic, to employ your will, to see the perfection all around you, everywhere. To pay attention to it instead of all the things you want to look at that you think are wrong and bad. And we go back to resonance. Pay attention to the magic. Your resonance is higher. Pay attention to all the things you think are wrong. Your resonance drops. And you add power to those things. You feed them. Why would you want to do that? We know you don't. It's no different with your bodies, people. We've talked about this before. People who, again, have bought into the consensus beliefs about aging, who look at their bodies and are critical, sending negative energy into their bodies, into their cells, without realizing what they're doing. Without realizing what they're doing. The channel knows a lady who every time she washed her face would splash her face with water going, I'm getting younger, I'm getting younger, I'm getting... And truly believed it. And she did. Because she absolutely believed it. With every ounce of her being. So be the scientists that are coming up with new ideas, new conclusions that have nothing to do with other people's research. Do your own. Do your own. Remember, your lifespan was never supposed to be the limited numbers that you're experiencing on Earth right now. Ever, in this lifetime, regardless of your age, you have the ability to change that. And we know that Bonnie will be writing a book at some point about it. We know her well. So, and she's still exploring as well. And we encourage you all to explore. Watch your go-tos, people. Humans tend to go to worst-case scenario every time. It's been bred in, and it's part of the collective. The channel has some friends, and they had three boys they raised. And she used to laugh because all she ever had were Band-Aids and aspirin. And her philosophy was, if that couldn't fix you, you're going to die. So everybody was very careful not to exceed what could be cured by a Band-Aid or an aspirin. What a wonderful way to raise your family. It was all in the beliefs. All right, Squirrel, you've got some questions tonight.
Oh, we do. Okay. Hold on. Here they are. Okay, this first question comes from Kathy Tyler, and she writes, I am in what feels like a very deep transition point in my life. If the team would please comment on the process I am experiencing. And she goes on, I have been to India to do a particular process 3 times in the last 9 months. I have been confirmed awakened last December. I have been...
Hold on.
Okay.
Confirmed awakened. All right. And for people listening, she was doing a shadow process a month at a time in India.
Okay.
Think about the paradox. Go on.
Okay. I have been a very committed light worker for over 35 years and the healing of humanity as my work in the world. I am currently feeling very vulnerable and porous-like, and have a drain of energy when around others. Very sensitive to even traces left on a chair I sat in a doctor's office. I am in a process of deep reevaluation of all that I thought had meaning and value, especially related to my spiritual life, which has been the full focus of my life for the last 35 plus years. This is what is most deeply moving in me. It feels like a huge empty abyss. I'm extremely tired. Sleep feels like working all night. I am with the primal forces and the supreme light and go back and forth between these extreme states. I have been confronting the darkest parts of myself, and I am lost at this point as to what is happening. Over a year ago, I experienced a deep rejection in a relationship and have not been able to recover from the hurt, which appears to go back lifetimes. This seems way out of proportion to what the amount of time we were together. I am in shock and unable to recover. It feels like deep post-traumatic stress syndrome regarding this interaction. I have been with the thoughts, feelings, sensations as fully as I can and still feel caught in it a lot of the time. I have this feeling that my entire energy feels like a dry, scratchy throat and feel very disconnected to the community I have been a part of for a few years. I do not want to be around them. It does not feel authentic as I look at people. I see the energy they are seemingly quote-unquote, avoiding. I do not know how to be there, so I am staying away. I have entered into a deep, depressive feeling of loss, grief, and meaninglessness. I have called to ask for a session and left a message. I look forward to scheduling an appointment with Jackie. If you do address my question on the air, if you would, use only my first name, Kathy, and I'm somewhat, okay, anyway. That it doesn't matter what goes on next. Thank you for considering my question on the air.
All right, Kathy. All right, dear one, thank you for your vulnerability. All right. Well, you have many things going on here. As the channel pointed out when you called, all right, your chakras, for one, are terribly out of alignment. So we recommend that you go on to the into the archives and look for the chakra activation technique. We would recommend that before your session, which is now booked, that you go ahead and do this daily, maybe even twice a day if you have time, to help realign. The process that you were doing, very deep, very dark, all right? There were some pieces missing in the process, and you were doing it and opening in a place where there is so much pain, so much poverty, so much sorrow, and such a history of these energies in the earth there. So not only were you dealing with your own shadow, but you were feeling the shadow of earth, feeling the shadow of the energy of the people, of their lineage, so many different things, layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. Your dedication is admirable, truly admirable. And now it's time for cleanup, all right? You are in shock, and it's difficult for you to determine, is it the relationship, is it the processes you've gone through, is it both? When you go into the shadow that deeply, you are extremely vulnerable, extremely open. The shock of the loss of the relationship occurred in between these month-long journeys into the shadow in India. And you were wide, wide open. Now, yes, you've had other lifetimes with this person. But when you're that open and you don't have someone guiding you through it, it was reverberating into other life experiences with this being. And we can tell you, you've not been put back together. There are still other issues that need to be addressed, woundings. You came in sensitive, dear one. You came in sensitive. And Earth, for you, has never really been easy. But you've been committed with an incredible heart, a brilliant mind, incredible dedication. All right. Now, you say that at some point they said, well, you're enlightened. And we would say this to you. Every level you reach is a different level of enlightenment. There's still more. You're waiting for the beautiful part, not the painful part, which is where you are right now. And in a way, you've been shattered. In a way, you've been shattered. All right. And you are too sensitive to be around other people. And you do see, we want you to be assured of this, that which no longer makes sense to you, very sensitive to that. That which feels mundane or shallow won't work for you. And of course you're sensitive to other people's shadows because you've spent so much time working with your own.
We love you, dear one. We will be working with you before your session. The channel has told you that. You will come through this, and it will be beautiful. And you will integrate back together. And the pain, the rejection, the loss, mirroring in a way the loss of your connection to God, Goddess, all that is. You see, coming to planet Earth, you experience separation. It is the pain of that, difficult to describe to humans because you really don't have a language for it. It's like having something ripped away from you, being rejected, being cast out, and the loss of this relationship triggered that. And that's why it feels like post-traumatic stress disorder. It touched that in a way that had you not been doing this work, it may not have, not this deeply. You're not permanently broken, we promise you. We will help you and go into some things that will assist you at clearing some of the things that couldn't be accessed. Couldn't be accessed, regardless of what kind of process you went through. You are a star being. Your separation from home is also another piece of this. From another way of being. And being as open as you are right now, you're feeling the call to that more than ever before. But you came here to anchor that energy here on Earth. We would ask that you call us in tonight, and we will be happy to be there. To assist you. You see, your throat chakra is very blown out. The bridge between the physical and the spiritual. And you're caught in that no man's land, where neither feels good. Call us in. And all you need say is, I am willing to be loved. I am willing to receive the love that I know, that I remember. At some deep level, I'm willing. We love you, dear one. We look forward to working with you this evening and beyond. Namaste, dear one. All right. Squirrel, you've got another one?
I do, but we only have like 2 minutes. Would you like to?
All right. Well, let's talk about this for a moment. All right.
Okay.
Processes. Shadow work is a spiritual imperative. We've talked about this before, but it can shred you. It can shred you. Now, dear Kathy really went at it. A total of 90 days in India, 3 different trips, 30 days apiece. Now, she's a powerful soul, right? A lot of people would just absolutely pack it in after that, right? She's a powerful soul. Do your shadow work, everyone. You all have things in the shadow. But do it gently with yourselves. Lovingly with yourselves. as much as you can handle, but you don't want to shatter yourself. That's not really the goal. All right. Be honest with yourselves as you can be. And remember that some of these things you are going to have difficulty accessing. We talk a lot about Debbie Ford's book, The Dark Side of the Light Chasers. It's a good one to kind of get you in. Liz Orris's book, Working with the Shadow. These things are wonderful to take you through the process of discovery. Not looking for the ultimate goal, but being with it, knowing that you have help from all of your unseen friends to bring up that which you are ready for, exactly when you're ready for it, as you delve and you delve and you delve. What this lovely person doesn't realize is that she was also touching the shadow of many others in India. And because she is a very big soul. Now, notice we didn't say better than anyone else. But she's a powerful soul. And it's beautiful. We would like to work with all of you tonight. And we're going to go back to the love and the perfection. I am willing to be loved and to see my own perfection, to claim my perfection, not arrogance, perfection, to talk to myself lovingly, not over to get this damn role, but to love yourself, love yourself, love your body. And by loving yourself, you will find that you're more loving to everyone else and everything else. If you're an empty vessel, you cannot love. Remember that. We do love all of you tremendously. We see your courage and your commitment, and we celebrate. We thank you for stepping forward, every one of you. For you, dear squirrel, for all you've walked through lately. We love you so, dear one.
Thank you.
You are courageous, dear one. Remember that. And to all of you, we love you. We send you our unconditional love. And until we speak with you again in this format, namaste, everyone.
Namaste.
Oh, I'm sure that sounds lovely. If we're still on the air, good night, everyone. We love you so very much. Thank you for tuning in. Good night, Squirrel. I love you, honey.
Good night, Jackie. I love you. I love you, everyone.